44 at the hour now. We have with us the commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt, elected national commander of the American Legion. There are 2.5 million men and women who belong to the Legion. And so he has great credibility when it comes to this group, probably the largest veterans organization in the United States. So he comes to us with authority in talking about veterans affairs. Let's just start with what the American Legion believes here, Mr. Schmidt, when it comes to the men and women who have served us. Whether it was a just war or not isn't the question ever. It's how they're treated when they come back. And this is a continuing problem, isn't it?
Well, first of all, good morning, Doug and Victoria. It's great to be with you. I think we had a discussion probably about 6 months ago, and I appreciate the opportunity to come in and visit with you this morning.
Happy to have you.
The American Legion is obviously has a vested interest in the Veterans Administration, as we were very instrumental in getting the Veterans Administration started in the early 1920s. At that time, it was first known as the Veterans Bureau. And it was a result of the Doughboys at the end of World War One was concerned about taking care of their buddies. And as you know, that was a brutal war, just like any other war. But World War One left many of those Doughboys physically and mentally harmed. And I don't think our government at that time was prepared to take care of them once they all came home, and thus the Veterans Bureau, which later became the Veterans Administration, was formed. We are the American Legion. We are work with the VA. We believe in the VA. Being the largest healthcare system in the United States, like any other healthcare system, does have some imperfections, and we believe it's a system worth saving. Because what other healthcare system has dealt with veterans so long and understands veterans as a result of their time in service, their time in war, those wounds, those diseases, prostheses and amputations? What better system understands that's been dealing with them for so many years?
Well, the thing that frustrates so many people, Mr. Schmidt, the thing that frustrates so many Americans is that they're still being treated. There's an inequality in the services. There are some places that I've talked to veterans that they feel the veterans' service is fabulous. The VA healthcare system is great. And then you talk to others. I mean, this line of people waiting to get treated, 5 years for 80,000 veterans, that's not acceptable. And we keep having these conversations no matter who's in charge, and nothing really. It seems to me, and I think the public agrees with this, although I don't see there ought to be some people all up protesting in the street. You want to protest something that's worthwhile. This
right.
is it. But I don't right. see that it's really, we're not really getting to the root of the problem, are we?
Well, I think that we're continuing to work with VA to help them understand. And, of course, as I said, we believe it's a system worth saving. And we're friends of the VA. And friends, Doug, are honest with friends. And as you know, in 2014, the American Legion stood up and said, something has to change at the VA, because at that time, the accessibility was a problem. It continues to get better. It may not be to the satisfaction of some veterans. Previously, the quality of health care was a challenge, and that has gotten better. And I've had discussions with the new VA secretary as well as the previous VA secretary. Dr. Shulkin, the new VA secretary, has some goals of improving the VA. We support those changes, particularly the appeals modernization bill that's going to help those 80,000 or even more that have a claim. And, of course, the appeals process, which is if you have a claim that's denied or you may not like the decision, the veteran has a right to appeal. And that process has taken years. And we have told the VA, in my March 1st testimony before the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, we have expressed that is unacceptable. The process was reviewed last year during the 114th Congress. The VA got with
30.
Several of the veterans organizations, and they figured out a process to enhance this appeals process, to streamline it.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's something we'll keep our fingers crossed that you can continue to stay active in, and the American Legion can move the veterans' affairs officials along the way. Charles Schmidt, the commander of the American Legion here.